We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is a 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. A crazy week in Philadelphia sports, following up on a day yesterday that was nuts. So Ben Simmons, what a total joke this guy is. And obviously, we will continue to discuss him and the 76ers and the situation at 215-592-9494 on this, a day where, believe it or not, Sixers actually start their season. And that is like that is so far down the list of things. But they do start tonight without him. Now, the Flyers also with a game tonight against the Bruins. Eagles with a game Sunday against the Raiders. So we got a lot going on. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines. Again, at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Dr. James Naismith. You know, he invented basketball.
Yeah.
You know, he's also the only Kansas Jayhawks basketball coach with a losing record.
Ooh, look at that.
The only one.
Look at that. That's a great fact, John. He didn't coach Wilt. Tell you what, he'd be disgusted with Ben.
Can you imagine?
All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494. Obviously, I strongly encourage everyone to continue to take a bite out of Ben Simmons. This guy is a joke. He is the three of us, our least favorite athlete in Philadelphia sports history. I think 50 years from now, he'll be my least favorite athlete in Philadelphia sports history. We'll see. He's a fool. He's a clown. He's a problem. He's causing problems. And you can continue to weigh in at 215-592-9494 on Ben. Now, John, there's another guy, and he is not nearly as big a problem as Ben, but he's doing things that are problematic and to me, disappointing. And I want to bring him into the focus of discussion as well today. And it's sort of the story within the story yesterday that was really not much being discussed, or at least being discussed the way I think it should be, and that's Joel Embiid. And John, this is one of those shows, right? I know what I'm going to say is going to bother people. My guess is, John, it'll bother you, but I'm going to say it because...
Wait, you're pointing the finger at Joel?
I am pointing...
Right now?
I am pointing 10 fingers at Ben. I am pointing 3 fingers at Joel. And I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to point a finger up in the air at you.
And a certain one?
A middle
finger?
Are you kidding me?
Here's the problem, John. And I know this is going to be uncomfortable for people to hear, because we love Joel and he's the best player in town, and he is being wronged by Ben. I want to be very clear about that. There's no question Joel is being wronged by Ben. But the story within the story yesterday, John, that is really not getting discussed the way I think it should, was the revelation that Joel Embiid had not talked to Ben Simmons upon Ben Simmons returning to the Sixers. And I want everyone to think about what that means. Now, let me tell you what I think it means. I think it means immaturity. And I think it means a lack of leadership.
By Ben.
By Joel, in addition
what
to
are
that.
You talking about?
It's very clear, John. See,
oh, here, no, it's not.
John, here's
it's the, clear to others.
Yeah,
it's muddy for you.
John, here's the deal, man. And I want everyone to just hear me out. I know this is different than what a lot of people are thinking. And again, I totally encourage you to call at 215-592-9494 and get it off your chest about Ben Simmons, right? He's the one that deserves to be the most criticized by leaps and bounds. But, John, I think there's criticism that should go Joel Embiid's way as well.
And you're wrong.
And I'll tell you why. I'm disappointed with how Embiid's handled the situation. It's a lack of leadership, and it's showing yet again immaturity.
You gotta stop.
John, here's the deal. People might think I'm asking too much of Joel. Maybe I am, but I don't think so. Here's why. He did not talk to Ben Simmons upon Ben returning. I'm going to ask a question. Is that leadership by Joel Embiid?
You are out of your mind.
Is it, John?
Ben Simmons.
Is it leadership?
Ben Simmons comes strutting in,
is it leadership?
Aloof and childish, refusing to even acknowledge others' presence. And Joel's supposed to go chase him around. Ben, please talk. Please talk.
John, you're supposed to talk.
Ben is in there only because he wants paid.
He hates
everyone in that building. Joel especially, Doc especially, because of what they said. They did him so wrong.
Ben is
the aloof one.
Of course
Ben is the impossible one. Joel is expressing exasperation.
I understand that.
When he's talking to the media.
I
don't care about that man. He does whatever he wants. He's like being a distraction
but
in the middle
gotta
of practice.
But you got to try to bridge the gap,
oh,
John. The guy came back. See, here's the deal. There's no way.
Try to bridge that gap when he refuses to even look at you?
Guys, there's no way Brian Dawkins.
Appease that?
There's no way Brian Dawkins would have not talked to Ben Simmons. There's no way. There's no way Darren Dalton would
Brian
have not
Dawkins
talked to him.
Brian Dawkins was my teammate.
There's no way Nick Foles would have.
I can tell you there's never been anyone as childish and petulant as Ben Simmons.
I agree with you on
so,
that.
So, yeah, Brian Dawkins, like, will never know because nothing like this, this stupid, has ever happened.
Dawk would have talked
to him. Oh, really?
Yeah, Dawk would
You expect him to chase him down,
it's
a guy who is a total bleep. I mean, like, every word you can think of.
I understand.
Like, Ben, please, let's talk. Please, let's talk. The guy is in there to wreck shop. Ben is in there to destroy what they're building. He now hates Joel. He hates everything about Philadelphia. He hates us. And Joel is the one who's wrong because he's not, like, bending over backwards to, Ben, please talk to me. Ben doesn't want to talk. Ben wants to ruin.
Joel didn't try.
How do you know?
Because Joel told us he didn't talk to him. John, it's not about
He told us he didn't talk to him. That doesn't mean he didn't try.
How do you try if you haven't talked to him? Here, John, you say chase
because
him down.
Ben Simmons
He's a joke.
I agree. Because he's a child. He's afraid. He doesn't want to interact with anyone. And so his reaction is aloof Ben, chin in the sky, eyes above everyone else, looking through them like they're invisible. He's out there on the court, but he's not. He's doing what he can to be a distraction while not interacting with anyone. And Joel is supposed to, hey, Ben, please, let's have a powwow.
It's not about please.
That's crazy.
See, here's the deal. It's not about please.
It takes two, Joe.
Of course it does, but it takes.
I guarantee Joel, as a leader on this team, I mean, he told us beforehand, before Ben showed up, I look forward to, you know, he's my friend. I look forward to him coming back to town. Joel said all the right things. Did Ben say any of that stuff?
But no, of course. And, John, there's no part of me that's defending Ben, but I think the thing that you're saying, like, go chase him, please. No, it's, hey, Ben, I want to talk to you. We don't have to do it now, but I want you to know I want to talk to you about the situation. Joel told us yesterday, told people, reporters down there, that he did not talk to Ben. That is a lack of leadership from Joel Embiid.
We were told the team, Joel, tried to fly to L.A.
I understand
to go and do exactly what you're
because
talking
the guy
about.
Wanted to be
Ben denied
that. I understand that. I totally understand that.
Okay, so that's leadership.
That is leadership.
That taught them that Ben is going to do whatever he wants. Just like Joel said yesterday, I'm done with that man. He's going to do whatever he wants. I believe you are judging Joel so harshly.
There's another
something he has no control over. This guy.
Okay, there's another aspect to this I want to get to. And everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. And this is beyond a shadow of a doubt a fact. Joel Embiid took a max contract from the Sixers and spat on the Sixers' strategy with Ben Simmons. See, the Sixers have a strategy. Whether you agree with it or not, Daryl Morey has a strategy. The strategy is we're going to hold on to Ben Simmons until we choose to trade him for a value that we like. We're going to try to play him in the meantime. And if Ben refuses to give his services, we're gonna not pay him. Like, that's the Sixers' strategy.
Joel spat
on
the strategy.
And here, John,
how?
Here's how. Because Joel Embiid told the world yesterday, I'm done with that man.
Oh, come
John,
on,
John,
man.
John,
you cannot
John,
expect
what is,
miracles
John,
from that is ridiculous.
John,
so you're saying kowtow to Ben?
It's about
Joel's job as a, quote, leader? To give in to this guy?
Here's Joel's job.
Bend to his will?
I'm going to tell you what Joel's
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you what Joel's job is. And I think yesterday he did a poor job of moving the Sixers in the direction of achieving this. Joel Embiid's job is to do everything he can to bring a championship to the city of Philadelphia and to the Philadelphia 76ers. That is goal number one. And yesterday, Joel Embiid, let me play a piece of audio. I want you to listen to this. I want you to think about the other general managers in basketball who are obviously considering trading for Ben Simmons.
Who already know that Ben is a waste.
I want you to ask yourself, did Joel help or hurt the 76ers leverage to get the most for Ben they can?
Oh,
did Joel help
on.
Or hurt his chances of winning the title by getting a good enough player back to help
this him
win
the risk
title?
You take when you bring Ben in like
All
this.
Right, listen,
this is Daryl Morey's fault for trying to do this.
And a lot of people,
it's too late.
A lot of people will believe that. Here's what Joel said yesterday. Right, he doesn't care about that, man. Listen, guys, I know what I'm saying is not going to be something a lot of people like because we love Embiid. We know that Embiid is being wronged by Ben, but what I'm telling you is Embiid has a responsibility to try to do what he can to maximize the Sixers' chances to win a title, and I think you heard it yesterday, John.
You are insane.
And I know I'm asking,
Ben,
John, I'm asking a lot.
You are insane.
Okay.
What they're doing, what you're doing is so completely unfair.
Yeah, well, when the Sixers trade.
You expect him to be a robot. You know what? And he has been a robot and said everything right. Everything right.
He didn't talk to the guy before yesterday.
Joe, the guy won't even look at him.
No, you don't. Well,
he's
you don't,
walking around no. like he's the only person in the world, the only one who matters. No, this guy is pompous
private
and
moment,
over the top.
Private, and by the way, horrible leadership. This is one other thing I want to say. Horrible leadership by Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey upon having Ben re-enter the 76ers orbit that he did not. Those two, Doc and Daryl, did not foster a meeting between Embiid and Ben. You want to talk about derelict of duty.
How on earth do you have any idea that they have not tried? Like, Ben is on his own program. Joel has told us as much.
No.
They've tried to defend Ben to some degree just to protect him for his own stupidity.
Look.
Ben is not cooperating in any way, yet you think that Joel and the rest of them are supposed to somehow be cooperative.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. I know I'm asking a lot. I get it. I'm asking Joel a lot. But I think it was warranted.
It's just
unrealistic. And I think he dropped the ball. Obviously, take a bite out of Ben in the midst of your call as well today because he is so far and away the main problem. Let's kick it off with Mark in Montgomeryville. Mark, you're on WIP.
Joe, you have jumped the shark. Officially have jumped the shark. I mean, it's like you and Misha Johnson. As much as you want to talk to her, she's not interested. It's not happening.
Talk to who?
I love him as family.
Oh, what, Misha Johnson?
Yeah.
How did that come
not
in?
And
he said it. He said it's like Misha Johnson.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said. Well, go ahead, man.
You need to understand something. Joel Embiid has been a perfect soldier for this team.
He's been a perfect soldier. Wait, Mark, you don't think Joel Embiid has shown immaturity in the past, and you don't think that's hurt the Sixers with him being out of shape, with him getting in a fight with Karl Anthony Towns, with him getting suspended after that fight for stuff he said on social media? I love Embiid, Mark, but Mark, let's not have phony baloney talk here. Joel Embiid has shown immaturity before.
Hey, that stuff was when he was younger, and recently he has taken on a much more commanding leadership role. He has done and said all the right things for the last couple seasons, Joe.
He has been the willing face of a pitiful franchise, never complained about it, committed with two contracts to a rudderless joke of a franchise.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
For people like you, he wouldn't have to come out and say, we need to be better as fans.
All right, I want to ask you a question. I just want you to give me an honest answer.
Go for it.
Yes or no, Joel Embiid undermined Daryl Morey's strategy with Ben Simmons yesterday?
There is no strategy.
You're wrong about that. There is a strategy. The strategy is to wait to trade him until you like what you get. Yes or no, Joel undermined the Sixers' strategy? Yes or no?
No, because the value is plummeting day by day by day
by day.
Of
course the
value is unbelievable, Joe. It is unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable that you think it's Joel Embiid's job to improve Ben's trade value. It is unbelievable to me.
Ben
told the Sixers this offseason it's not his job to improve his trade value. So now you're telling me it's Joel's job
to improve Ben's trade value.
To try to? Of course it is.
Come on, man.
John,
this is crazy.
Listen,
what a huge ask.
When the 70s.
Hey, Joel, play nice and be act like nothing's going on. You just keep trying with Ben. Keep trying, even though he's aloof and dismissive and the biggest jerk you've ever played with, and you probably despise him to his bones. You play nice.
I'll just say
that's an impossible ask.
When the 76ers trade Ben Simmons for someone or some combination of people we don't want, John Wall,
Ben's
Russell
fault.
Westbrook, whoever
it's
it is.
Ben's fault.
Well, of course it's primarily Ben's fault, but Joel's not helping. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, your reaction all day. Look, I know people don't want to probably think of it, but I'm just talking truth. I am. Joel hurt the Sixers' leverage yesterday.
You're out of your mind.
Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. 94 WIP. AMA is today at 11:30. We normally do AMA at noon. We'll do it today at 11:30. Spike Eskin from New York will join us on this, the day of the 76ers season opener, to get Spike's perspective on the Ben Simmons situation and, of course, his prediction for the 2021-2022 76ers. So Spike at noon, AMA at 11:30. Get the questions in for AMA. What do you want to know? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone lines. All right, 215-592-9494. I'll just say this and right to the calls. What is the objective with this Ben Simmons situation? And I'll answer it. It is to get as much as you can for Ben Simmons in order to win an NBA championship. And I believe Joel Embiid hurt that objective yesterday. Let's go to Ken in New Jersey. Ken, you're on WIP.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm furious, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
I very rarely call more than once a week, but Joe, you were migrating towards wisdom, and you just threw it all in the garbage with not just one, but a litany of things that I can't believe you said. And I know you don't do hot takes.
No,
but
I don't.
Let's start from the beginning. There is no comparison between an NFL locker room and an NBA locker room. So to talk about what Brian Dawkins would have done in an NFL locker room compared to an NBA locker room, where when you walk in after a regular season game into an NBA locker room, you would not be able to know by the players' attitudes whether they won or lost the game. And that is not the case in an NFL locker room.
Well, it is. So that part's different. But human interaction is human interaction. But go ahead.
Second, you're talking about Joel Embiid was spitting on Daryl Morey's strategy.
Absolutely.
So here's the problem with the quote-unquote strategy, Joe. Ben Simmons has zero value to the 76ers. None. And everybody in the league realizes it. So Daryl Morey is waiting around for somebody to give him equal value, when what he doesn't realize he's waiting for is equal value of zero.
So I don't agree with your premise, Ken, and I'll tell you why. I hear you, and it's a thoughtful call, but I'll say this. I believe that because of how things ended last year and how disgusted we are with Ben, that there is this sense out there amongst many, and it sounds like you're sort of saying it, Ken, that that Ben's no good. Ben's a good player. He's a well above average player who's made a couple All-Star teams. There is value. And
you do have to stop with that, Joe.
Is it inaccurate?
Ben,
he traded?
No, he hasn't been traded.
Because everyone knows what he is.
Ken, go ahead, man.
Ben Simmons is a 6'10" guy who can't shoot the basketball, and it's all he's ever been. They're a dime a dozen in the NBA.
No, they're not.
We have to stop with this baseline premise that he's some kind of special talent.
Yeah.
He's not. He has physical gifts that guys his size don't normally have.
Right.
But I've been saying this since the day.
I want to ask you.
People thought he could help them win.
6 foot.
He wouldn't be here.
Ken, I want to ask you one question. I'm not even applying this special. I don't care about special talent anymore. Yes or no? Ben Simmons is an above average NBA player.
No,
you're wrong. You're just wrong. So you're telling me in the NBA, it's got like 400 players, Ben Simmons is not one of the top 200 players? You think he's somewhere between 200 and 400? Dude, check yourself.
Hey, no.
This is what
Joe,
I've been trying to
yourself.
Tell people.
A playoff
oh, here we go.
Player.
Here we go.
Is Ben Simmons a better than average NBA playoff player?
Yes. He wasn't last year, but typically
BS.
He is. Okay. All
total
right.
BS.
Let's go to
He's been a liability every year for us in the playoffs. He hurts us rather than helps us.
Let's talk to Ant. Ant, you're on WIP.
Come on, Joe. Joe, stick to trivia, bro. I can't do it. Like, there's no way you is Joel a human, or is he like somebody, like a robot or something like that?
It's a tough ask. Ant, what I'm asking for Embiid is tough, but I want a parade, and I think Embiid hurt that yesterday.
My thing is, he's doing everything possible to do that. My thing is, as a leader, you have to move on when someone doesn't want to be here and worry about the team. That's what Joel's doing.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be here. That's what he's worried
about.
Yeah,
but
Ant,
what that's what he's saying. He's saying all the right things.
He doesn't want to be here.
But, right. Ant, it's also disrespectful to the
cooperate
general.
Cooperate with the uncooperative guy who's disrespectful to you and your teammates. You're saying somehow cooperate with that guy who's trying to undermine everything you're doing?
I would try, John.
It's impossible.
I'd have a conversation.
He won't even speak. He won't even look at you. The guy's
aloof. You don't know
he
that.
Thinks he...
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You don't know
do you expect different than that?
Well, you just said he won't look at you.
You saw
I don't
the clip.
You know that.
Okay. I'm expecting that Ben, because he is who he is above everyone in that gym. That's the way he's conducting himself.
I tend to agree. But John, let's not act.
You're saying chase him around. Please talk to me.
But guys, let's not act like, and I love Embiid, but let's not act like there's not a lot of ego with Embiid. I mean, come on now. Seriously.
Not like with Ben.
It's a different kind of ego, but Joel's got an ego. He really does.
But he can be self-effacing. Of course he does.
He can be self-effacing.
He's one of the best players in the NBA.
Yes, yes.
Ben's not.
Okay, let's go to Derek. I agree with you on that. Derek and Paoli. Derek, what's up, buddy?
Joe, yeah. I agree with you 1,000%. I'm gonna tell the people why.
Okay.
Because you got Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey holding on to Ben Simmons. So they want him to, like, come to practice. They want him to play. They want him to be a part of the team. Joel Embiid coming on there, he's just causing more rift. Like, just shut your mouth. You don't got to talk about Ben Simmons, right?
Oh, come on. Really?
If that's their plan, just don't answer no questions about Ben Simmons. All that, I'm not babysitting nobody. That making Ben not
you know
want
to
show up even more.
He did his best to keep mum on the topic. He's asked repeatedly. Ben just got kicked out of practice for being a total... I mean, I keep wanting to just swear my brains out here.
So John, if you had a player, right, on your team that called you out, right, for fumbling and blaming you for the loss, like, you want to be still cool with that guy still?
If I was to blame.
Like, you don't, like, that's something you do behind the scenes, right? You don't throw your teammates under the bus. Like I've played ball my whole life. I know for a fact that Ben Simmons, when he looks in the mirror after that Hawks game, he's saying to himself, damn, I should have dunked that, right?
I don't know about that, Derek.
I'm not sure about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think he was so afraid.
Player, you know when you're wrong. He dropped the ball on that play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But he didn't need Embiid and Doc Rivers to go up on there and throw him under the bus.
You know,
like
that didn't bother me.
I think it was just the final straw. They've been worn down by his whole act.
They should have got him out of there.
Well, I mean, agree with that.
Well, obviously, and Derek, appreciate the call. I mean, obviously, the way Daryl Morey crafted the strategy at the start of the offseason has, I think it's fair to say, been proven faulty. I mean, unless there's some miracle trade.
Yeah, it failed.
You know, yeah, I mean, it failed. I mean, you know, could there be a miracle trade for Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal? I guess, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, what are we talking about here? What we're talking about is trying to get the most now that you can.
I'll tell you what.
I think Embiid hurt that yesterday.
My biggest takeaway from all of this, I mean, I knew that Ben was difficult and all that. My biggest takeaway is, like, I lost faith in Daryl Morey's ability to wheel and deal I thought he could.
It's a good point, John.
And I think that's being glossed over a little bit because this is just so crazy where it's gotten at this point. Like, Daryl Morey is actually forcing this team to deal with this because he thinks it's the best plan, and it's like a plan C because plan A and plan B already have failed.
Yeah, no, John, I agree with you on that. And Howard's been pretty big on that train for a while now, saying, hey, guys, Daryl Morey is not as good as everyone thinks he is. And
well, he wasn't as good on this. That's for sure.
He was not. I agree with you on that, John. Let's talk to Bob in Doylestown. Bob, you're on WIP.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, my condolences to you. Joe,
thank you, Bob.
Okay, on Sundays, you need to stand in the bathtub three times because I think you are definitely waterlogged, okay? Now that I got the fun out of the way, let's just have a real conversation here.
Sure.
Joe, number one, okay, this reeks. Okay, and you have to admit, the NBA is a broken product, totally broken product, because the inmates are running the asylum.
And then, by the way, the commissioner was not willing to admit it last night on national TV. I really appreciated the question from Charles Barkley, and the commissioner, when he was interviewed before the game, gave a weak answer. The NBA's got so many issues. The commissioner doesn't want to say it publicly. In the end, he's got to deal with it privately, but I don't think he's got the spine to do what needs to be done.
But I have a lot of points to hit, so I'll hit them, and then you can give me your comments, guys.
Sure.
Number one, okay, this guy from day one, from the time that he came into the league, look how he left LSU.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not going to play in the NCAA playoffs because I'm going to be the number one pick.
Yep.
He has been his handheld. Joe, everybody knew what Ben Simmons was in Game 7 last year. The whole world saw what he's about, okay? He's a talented individual. He's had his hand held, okay? He needs to grow up.
I agree.
He signed a $180 million contract, Joe, to come to work. If you and I don't come to work, Joe, we're fired. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, okay? The guy showed us on Monday on videos he did not want to be there. Embiid, when he came in, we're talking kids here, okay? Mm-hmm. He's grown up, okay? Does he have things that are wrong? Sure he does. But at least he's in there working. He's a leader. He didn't hurt his value yesterday by what he said. He said the truth. And that's the whole problem with this world anymore, Joe. Everybody doesn't want to hear the truth. You want to blame somebody? Blame the general manager for playing this game, okay? Because he knew he had a problem. This guy should have gone a long, long time ago, okay? He's talented, but he can't shoot, Joe. Okay, I don't care where you put him on the floor. You can't hide him.
No, you're right, Bob. You bring up a ton of great points, but I'll say this. There's no doubt in my mind this is a fact. A lot of people around here are now dropping Ben Simmons as a player too far down. He's a much better player than a lot of people think. I mean, he is the third best player on the team. When the Sixers had Joel and Ben on the floor together for the first time, they immediately in that first year won 50 games together. Because they had two really good players, Joel being better, but two good players. And I just think there's now this misconception that Ben's like a bum as a player, and it's just not accurate. And Joel should know as much, because Joel should know how the Sixers pivot from Ben, and they will trade him, literally could be the difference between whether Joel Embiid wins a title or not. And I think Joel Embiid hurt that chance yesterday.
Joe, let me follow up with one final question for you. Okay? You guys come to work every day, and you have to prepare. And you got to do what you got to do to make the show successful, okay? If you were coming in every day, showing up, doing what you were supposed to do, putting the prep time in with James and everybody else, and John wasn't coming in but getting paid, wouldn't you be resentful?
Yes.
And refusing to talk to Joe. I would be not coming in, not participating, being a jerk towards him, and not talking, like when you address me. And you're supposed to fix me. You're saying that you would be responsible for me.
I would talk to you, John.
That's not how it works.
I would talk to you upon you coming
back.
What
if I don't talk?
From a holdout. I would try.
And
what if you
we
went to his house and Richie wouldn't let you in his house and said, I refused to talk to you? And you drove all the way to his house. And he's like, nope, not gonna talk to you. Sorry.
That's a huge problem. I totally agree with both of you guys on that.
But that's what happened.
No, I understand that's what happened. But then Ben Simmons came back. So Joel is the leader of the team. You should try to talk to him.
He came back because he was forced to. And he's not treating it like he's back. He's back in body, but not in spirit.
Well,
and he's not cooperating.
He's not talking to
That's
anyone.
That's the problem.
Apparently
he's
like
not cooperating.
He talked to Tobias. I mean, we know Tobias talked to him because Tobias talked about it. I mean, he didn't give the details of it, but Tobias said he had a conversation. I mean, think about it. Tobias had a conversation with Ben, but Joel didn't.
Tobias didn't say what he Joel said at the end of last season. Ben is a little more receptive.
Wow. 215-592-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day to the birds. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. This is not an issue for this week per se, maybe even this month, but it certainly could be in November and it certainly could be in December. And we'll pose it right now. It's a look at Jalen Hurts this season. Barring injury, today's question, John, barring injury, do you think that Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles' starting quarterback all season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can wait on the phone lines as well at 215-592-9494. My simple answer to the question is, I don't know. I don't. I mean, depends on how he plays. I think there's a chance he could get benched. I tend to think he probably wouldn't because I don't think there's much point to go to Flacco. And Minshew is the only guy from a development.
Well, I think there is a point in going to Minshew.
Yeah, there is a point to developmentally and see what you have of going to Minshew. That's what complicates
it. I think it'll come to that.
It could. Now, listen, the go-to-Flacco point is if you're just trying to win games and you think Flacco gives you the best chance. Let's say you're 4-6 later in the season and you value winning that 11th game and you feel that Joe Flacco gives you a better chance to win the game, then that would be the point of going to Flacco. It's complicated. I know this. Through six games, I am very personally underwhelmed with Jalen Hurts. I tend to think the Eagles coaching staff probably is as well. So we're just trying to project it again. You can weigh in on this 215-592-9494 or at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I mean, basically what we're asking is, do you think Jalen Hurts is going to get benched some point this year? Yes or no? All right, we also have a $25 Wendy's gift card to give away today. With Wendy's, you can enjoy Wendy's new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's location. John, he passed away a few years back, but Jerry Orbach was, how do you say his name? Orbach?
Jerry Orbach.
Orbach. Yeah. Not Orville Redenbacher guy.
What?
Orville Redenbacher.
No. Yeah.
What's a Redenbacher?
Yeah.
Not,
there's a Bach in there.
Not Bach?
Not Bach himself. Not Beck.
There you go.
Right? The musician Beck. No, we're talking about Jerry Orbach. Notable for a lot of stuff, including being the father in, John, your favorite movie of all time. That's Dirty Dancing. You know, where no one puts Baby in a corner, and he's there for Baby and the whole deal. And
not a good movie.
He's helping out Penny late in the movie. He's a great dad. He's a judgmental dad, but he's a great dad. John, we've talked about dads from television shows before. I don't think we've ever really discussed who's the best movie dad of all time. Frankly, Jerry Orbach and Dirty Dancing would be higher on my list if he actually said, I'm sorry, when he said, if I say I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong, and I'll say I'm sorry, and then he didn't. But that's a whole other matter. John, give me a great dad from a movie. Best answer by the end of the show. Person that comes up with that answer is going to win the Wendy's gift card. Who's a great dad, John, from a movie?
I think this could be a winner.
Okay.
So I'm taking it. Okay. It'd be hard to vote against Clark Griswold.
I don't think Clark Griswold would be a winning answer.
Why?
Because I don't think the kids really enjoy being Clark Griswold's children. And I think a fundamental part of
being... I think he tries, though.
He does
he
try.
He tries so hard.
Of course he tries.
And
but I mean,
he cares so much.
Of course he does. But, I mean, isn't part of
maybe
judging
a too much.
Whether a guy's a good dad, whether the
I
kids
mean,
want...
I'm looking more at the character, but I do think being a good dad is part
He's
of it.
He's a great character.
But I'm looking
but
at the character.
I'm looking at who's a great dad.
No, I'm going character.
Listen, this guy... And I love Clark Griswold. But he can't figure out over like 6 hours to change lanes in European vacation so he doesn't have to drive in a circle for 6 hours?
Big Ben.
You want him to be your dad? Yeah, Big Ben. There it is. There it is, kids. Big Ben. There it is.
Big Ben. All Parliament.
Right. Seltzer, give me a dad from a movie. What are you
Mine
thinking?
Mine will, fill your requirements here. He's a good dad, and I'm going to give you a name, and you won't know him, and then I'll explain. Daniel Hillard. Do either of you know who Daniel Hillard is?
Daniel Hillard.
I think you know him by another name. He loved his kids so much that he dressed up as a woman to take care of them, Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Remind me, how much of that was to take care of the kids? How much of that was to try to get back with Sally Field?
It was all the kids.
It was for the kids?
Yeah, like 95% was the kids, at least as what I remember. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while.
What a great movie that was. Really, really, really great movie. Look, a lot of ways to go here, 215-592-9494. It's funny, a lot of the things going through my mind are bad dads, like godfather dad, bad dad. I mean, you know, like in the natural, he doesn't even know it's his son. Although as soon as he knows it's his son, he has a catch with him. You know, a little catch in the backyard. I don't know. That's a tough one. He wasn't told that he
too little, too late.
Yeah, it's
really.
Like, you know, 14 years later, you find out you got a kid. I don't know, man. A lot of ways to go here. I don't know which way to go. I'm thinking all the bit. I mean, maybe the It's a Wonderful Life dad. Maybe Jimmy Stewart. He gets a little cranky there at some point in the movie, but he cares a lot about his family. Wants good for his family, and he's trying to provide financially for them and all that good stuff. So I'll go with that James Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. What's that, George Bailey? Let's go with George Bailey.
George Bailey is
he's a fine fella. All right, 215-592-9494. Who's a great movie dad? That plus, hey, we all know that we all blame Ben Simmons, rightfully so. But do you vibe with me that there is also blame to go Joel Embiid's way? I thought he handled it poorly yesterday. I really did. Once I heard all the audio, we played it live on the show. I couldn't even figure out all that was being said, and we missed a portion of it. Once I heard it, I'm like, nah, this is bad. This is not good for the strategy. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie. Speaking of strategy, the Eagles, they got to get their act together. And a couple of comments that came out this week from the coaching staff certainly stood out to us. Yeah. What they were, we'll get to that next. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Philly Fan. College and pro football, baseball playoffs, hockey, MMA, soccer, and basketball. You can bet on them all. And live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch and bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app. You can bet individual player performances as they happen, like in basketball, bet player points, rebounds, assists. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts every inning. In football, bet passing and rushing yards, touchdowns, scores, and more. Plus, same game parlays, props, teasers, over-unders. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Do it now. Your first bet is risk-free up to $500. And you can put that toward Pro Football Sunday. The Birds are 3.5-point road underdogs at Las Vegas. The over-under is 49.5 points. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Promo code JRWIP and your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Bet with the best. The Park Sportsbook app.
Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Believe it or not, the Sixers season starts tonight. Starts in the midst of tremendous turmoil. It really is unbelievable. We'll have our predictions for the Sixers season as we move through the show. Of course, we're in the midst of an Eagles season as well. And, you know, every week the head coach talks a couple times. The assistant coaches, I think they talk once a week, the coordinators. And the coordinator spoke yesterday. And it's funny, John walked in here and he was fired up about something. I walked in here and I was fired up about something else. Related to what was said yesterday. So, John,
I was also fired up about what you were fired up about.
All right, let's start with yours for a moment, the one that you specifically flagged, which is a great notice by you. When the Eagles offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, John, was asked about his experience with the RPO running off, you know, offense. And his answer was troubling.
Yeah. What the question was from Jeff McClain, what's been your experience with those types of plays?
Plays that the Eagles run, by the way, all the time.
Yeah.
And in
the staple of our offense.
Wherein it's not effective. So great question by McClain, like, hey, what's your experience with this?
The zone read plays, the RPO plays, like that's what they were referring to.
Yep.
His answer was, I did it a little bit last year when I was with Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback. But other than that, that's pretty much it, because I've been around Philip Rivers most of my coaching career. So last year was the first year I had a little bit of experience with it. But, you know, there are guys on our staff like the tight ends coach, Jason Michael, the quarterbacks coach, Brian Johnson, that have done it a lot. So it's good to have those guys. And Stout, our offensive line coach, has done it as well.
Awful, man.
He's our offensive coordinator, yeah. And, you know, Nick Sirianni also is not as well-versed. I mean, he said as much that this is not what his the majority of his experience has been calling the RPO zone read type offense, the collegiate type offense that we're running. So it's no wonder that it doesn't feel like we have answers when defenses stuff what we're trying to do with the RPO.
I'm glad the tight ends coach has experience with it. That woohoo!
Oh, great.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Tight ends coach has experience with it. That's wonderful.
The guy who's calling the plays and the offensive coordinator are like the least experienced on the offensive staff with the type of offense that we're running.
It's really crazy.
Something has to change.
Yeah, it's bad. They're running this. It's not effective. And what
you're not supposed to be you're not supposed to be learning on the job in the NFL.
To some extent, but not this much.
Not to this degree.
Yeah, not to this degree. All right, 215-592-9494. I'll lay out the other quote that stood out yesterday, which I thought, frankly, was an all-timer. We'll get there in a moment. Let's go to Keith in Northeast Philly. What's up, Keith?
Yo, guys.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, how's it going, guys? John, I just got to let you know, I was a caller that I talked you into taking that $10 bet with James.
Yeah, that I mean,
Simmons
we'll
would,
say.
That Thanks, Simmons Keith. Would stay here.
Yeah,
good work.
How you feeling about that one, Joe?
Yeah, that was me. So you're going to be $10 lighter because of me.
Maybe not.
You
I mean,
still think you're going to win this bet?
Well, look, he's scheduled to practice with him tomorrow. So
okay.
Yeah, and what, he's got a change of heart?
There's no chance.
Oh, this guy's going to suit up as a Sixer again?
I don't know. Maybe. He might.
Yeah, when do you concede that? When he's officially traded or are you just chalking it up yet?
I mean, technically, I won't owe Seltzer the money until he's officially traded, and he could owe me the money as soon as Friday night. It won't be as soon as Friday night, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, the chances of him taking the court with the Sixers in a game
done.
Have – I don't think it's done. It's gone down. I don't think it's done, Gus.
Yeah.
I don't.
But, Joe, like, usually I agree with your sports points, but, man, you're way off on this.
So you see no culpability for Joel? None?
There's no way. What Joel said, I think there's no way that – the needle moved in either direction. Like these GMs already knew that we're going to trade for him. Like you think these GMs thought like, oh man, Ben Simmons is like
yeah,
a
but,
great
but
guy.
Keith, here's the problem. What think about the moment that just happened 30 seconds ago. You, John, and James all just said it's done. If Joel hadn't handled it yesterday the way he did, it wouldn't have to be done. Like you could.
It was done.
No,
I don't agree with
done.
That.
It's done because he came with sweatpants and his cell phone hanging
ben
out.
Ben wouldn't
and
participate in drills.
But we were saying it was done when we found out he was showing up.
But Keith, part
he wasn't going to play.
But I didn't agree with that. Keith, part and you could be proven right. We'll see. I might be wrong. But Keith, part of the Sixers' strategy is we are going to force this guy to submit. He's going to relent. We will fine and suspend him from now until the Stone Age unless he relents.
Yeah, I get that point.
And so I think what happens is when Joel says what he says, I think he undermined the Sixers' strategy.
Come on, man. Don't you understand that Ben will never play because of what we've seen?
Because of his attitude. And real quick, Joe, too. Like you talk him up so much. Like I know his talent. I know he's a good ball handler. I know he's athletic. But in the playoffs, you have to bench him in the fourth quarter.
Well, they did last year.
Now he's like your third best player. Like, dude, you stink. You can't be on the court. It's a tight game. Oh, Ben, you got to come to the bench, buddy. Oh, there's my second or third best player. No way.
They took the ball out of his hands in previous postseason.
I know.
Yeah, and I get like with Shaq back in the day, but that was Shaq.
I agree. Keith, give me a great movie, Dad. Who do you got?
All right. What about Liam Neeson's character in Taken?
Oh, that's a good answer.
Great answer.
That's a really, really good answer. That's a guy you want on your side, in your foxhole.
A
vengeful
father.
Yes.
A particular set of skills.
Yes, he does. Yeah. All right, let me get to this other, we got the audio of this one from, I couldn't believe this. When I read this yesterday, I could not believe what the Eagles defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, said. He was asked a question, by the way, major props to Dave Zingaro with the question, because a lot of reporters will ask questions and they'll be phrased like this. What do you have to do to get Ryan Kerrigan going? Hey, it doesn't seem like Ryan Kerrigan's made too many tackles yet. Well, you know, what needs to happen in order for him to, give you a little more? No, that's not how Zingaro asked the question. Zingaro's question was, quote, why hasn't Ryan Kerrigan been productive? God bless the question. Because sometimes you want to hear a coach be asked, like, hey, why does your team stink? Reporters never ask that question. But basically what Dave Zingaro's saying is, why does Ryan Kerrigan stink? So, Jonathan Gannon was tasked with answering this question. Now, John, I'll say this before we play this audio. not the easiest spot for a coach to be in. Ryan Kerrigan is probably someone Jonathan Gannon has a lot of respect for. He's had a very good career. Played a lot of years for Washington, made a lot of tackles, had a lot of sacks. He's probably trying his hardest. He's probably just cooked, right? He's probably just done. But give me a different answer than the nonsense that Jonathan Gannon put out there yesterday. This is only a portion of the answer that went on and on and on, and it was similar to how this started. Listen to this absurd answer from the Eagles defensive coordinator yesterday. John, he gets lined up the right way. His eyes are the right way. I mean, what in the world?
That's the problem. He knows what to do, but he can't do it. His body won't let him do what he's supposed to do.
Look, I feel a little bad on banging on Gannon on this one because it's a tough spot. It is. I mean, your player stinks. Everyone knows he stinks. You're asked basically, why does he stink? I get that it's tough. But give me something more than he lines up the right way and his eyes are pointed in the right direction.
Listen,
I mean,
if you're
because he really should probably be caught. I mean, I said that after the second or third week. It looked to me like a player that should be caught.
Well, think about the message that you're sending to young guys saying, yeah, Ryan Kerrigan is playing winning football for us. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
If you play like Ryan Kerrigan, you should be cut. That's the message that needs to get across because our defense, it's not good enough.
It's really absurd. And look, Gannon's answer eventually went into the, well, he affects things that create tackles for other people. And I'm sure that's true to a small extent. But come on.
Well, they fall back on that an awful lot, don't they?
They really do.
Doesn't look like he's doing anything, but, oh, he's helping the guys around him.
He's helping the other guy. He gets the hockey assist. He makes the play that makes the play that helps the other guy make the play. Yeah. Sure he does. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. All right, Shield Kapadia, we've been all over talking 76ers throughout the week, but the Eagles have a game coming up against the Raiders, and obviously what happened the other night, Thursday night, was not good. Shield, as he breaks it down, what's happening with the Birds? We'll talk to him. And how not great has Jalen Hurts been? Because you guys know my deal. I don't think he's the guy for the future, and I think we continue to see it week by week. Shield's assessment, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. That's Shield next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.